Sometimes real life can be weirder and stranger than fiction. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new biographies about a pair of subjects, both of whom led mysterious lives in the glamorous, gloriously seedy heyday of New York's cultural scene in the 1960s and 70s. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. I just reviewed a couple of distinctive audiobooks for my Kirkus column. Ever since we all became obsessed with Edie, the 1982 oral history about Edie Sedgwick, which gave us a glimpse into the world of Andy Warhol's factory, I've been fascinated by that generation of artists and scenesters. So I was thrilled to come upon Candy Darling, Dreamer, Icon, Superstar, by Cynthia Carr, recorded by the beloved queer cabaret performer Justin Vivian Bond. As we all know from the Lou Reed song, Candy came from out on the island. And that is where Carr begins, with the difficult 1950s childhood of a boy named Jimmy Slattery in Massapequa Park, devotedly piecing together an incandescent portrait from irregular diary entries, hilariously unreliable narrators, and taped interviews conducted by Candy's friend Jeremiah Newton after her death. To say Justin Vivian Bond is the perfect narrator for this book is an understatement, darling. Their interpretation of the trans icon's speaking voice and their sympathy for her experience add sparkling texture to Carr's riveting and tragic story. One unforgettable scene occurs in the Chelsea Hotel, where Candy just happened to be visiting a friend and where Lou Reed was living at the time he wrote Walk on the Wild Side. He came down and played his new song for Candy and her friends. The New York cultural scene of the 1960s, including insane-sounding off-Broadway shows and wacky, patience-testing Warhol projects, emerges in all its glamorous weirdness, and Carr's entrancing treatment makes Candy the star she truly was. One of the most unusual biographies I've ever encountered is To Anyone Who Ever Asks, The Life, Music, and Mystery of Connie Converse by Howard Fishman, read by the author. At the time Fishman first heard a snatch of one of Converse's songs at a party, the singer was almost completely unknown, having vanished in 1974 after abortive attempts to make it as a singer-songwriter in New York City. Fishman became obsessed by Converse and spent more than 10 years digging up what little could be learned about her life, beginning with her childhood in New Hampshire and tracking her through her final years editing an academic journal in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where close friends knew nothing of her already obscure music career, and closing with her intentional disappearance at age 50. You might think it would be a challenge to get more than a magazine article out of this measly set of facts, but the story here is as much about the author's obsession with Converse as the woman herself. Comparing her talent to Bob Dylan, Dinah Shore, Hank Williams, Emily Dickinson, and Jack Kerouac, to name a few, Fishman believes that except for a few unlucky twists of fate, Converse would have played a major role in 20th century culture. You may not be convinced, but it doesn't really matter. The generative force of the author's conviction, the intensity of his identification with Converse's frustration at being unable to cross over to the big time, and the details of his globetrotting investigation are what makes this a uniquely fascinating listen. The audio includes several selections of Converse singing her songs and a clip from the one and only extant interview.
The books are Candy Darling by Cynthia Carr and To Anyone Who Ever Asks by Howard Fishman. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.